Welcome back to the 76 Capital Sports Leadership Show. My name is Wayne Kimmel, managing partner of 76 Capital, the sports tech venture capital company. And as you know, on this show, I get the opportunity to interview top sports entrepreneurs, executives, athletes who are truly shaping and many times changing the overall sports world. And we have one of those guests today. I'm really excited. We're going to talk sports betting, media with Matt Deutsch, the CEO of the Better Sports Network. Matt, welcome to our 76 Capital Sports Leadership Show.
Thank you, Wayne. Dream come true for me. Such a fan of what you do and been waiting, hoping to be on with you one day. And here it is. I'm so glad to be with you. It's such an exciting time in our world, and I can't wait to talk about it.
Well, I'm excited just to, you know, just all the exciting things that you've done with getting things up and running with the Better Sports Network, all the things that you've done in the past just for the fantasy sports world, the betting world, what you've done in radio and on, you know, and satellite radio. I mean, there's just so much that you've done. I can't wait to talk about all the things you've done. So, but let's get started here and talk about the Better Sports Network. Where did this idea come from, and how did you stand this up so quickly?
Well, thank you. I'm a sports radio junkie my whole life, and I've been privileged to work at some of the great places like WFAN and Sirius XM, and have always had in my mind my ideal sports radio format that I could present to the world. And with the rise in innovative technology, no longer have to buy a radio tower. We could do these things remotely with amazing technology. So to be able to bring it all together and present our new sports talk platform, Better Sports Network, focusing on betting and fantasy sports and collectibles, and be entertaining and interactive and do all the things that I feel that sports radio should be, the passion and the glory of talking about our sports with like-minded people that share the games that we love in real time, live, and getting deeper into the games we love and focusing on analytics to predict and project what's going to happen and connect people all around the country through smart technology right through our phones. It's all possible now. And to be able to do that, I left Sirius XM January 1st of this year on great terms. And on August 29th, we launched a fully branded live sports network, live 17 hours a day, free on social media and on our new app. I am tickled pink to be on this journey and to be able to present what we feel is the next brand of sports talk network, sports talk for people out there.
Well, I feel your excitement. I am excited for you. I love the fact that, you know, just very easily going to the App Store, quickly downloading for all of our viewers out there, literally just downloading the app right there on my phone. And I just loved how it automatically, I just started listening right away. And then it asked me to log in and tell me about how this all works and your strategy around this and just how you've been able to kind of take, you know, I remember our conversations, you know, when you were getting this up and running and this idea of making things more interactive, making people be able to actually truly interact with sports talk hosts. Like, talk about some of those really interesting things that you've done that are just different than anyone else out there today.
Well, thank you. I mean, interaction is such a core piece of sports and being able to talk to people. And I feel like traditional media is moving away from interaction and phone calls and taking advantage of the technology. It's got to be simple to use. So like you said, we wanted to make something that was free and easy to use. Someone could just hit a button and immediately start listening to free content and hit another button and immediately go right on the air. So these things are possible. The engineers out there, every time I dream up something, they say, yes, we can do this. So I dreamed up the idea and had a lot of help building an app that had a one push to call in button. So there's no more 888 call sports. It's now just hit the call button. You go right to a producer and tell the producer what you want to talk about. We put you right on the air. We have live chat integrated into our app for our community to talk about the great topics of the day and interact with each other. And we have our fun button, which allows users to send a pulse to our host so they could see you right there with GPS technology, wherever you are, Philadelphia or Hawaii, you agree with a point, you hit your fun button and we could see you out there. And you could win fabulous prizes at the touch of a button. When we say the magic word, you hit your button, an immediate push notification says you're a winner. So kind of taking all the things that have worked for sports media over the years, I've been so privileged to work with some of the best people out there and learned what works from the podcasters, from the streamers, from traditional media, even the newspaper. You know, everybody has found some ways to have success covering sports. And we feel like taking a little bit of what works from everybody and building it all into this app for a truly Sports Talk 3.0 experience. And I can't believe we did it. And it's just a sign of the times that if you could dream it up, it can happen.
You know, look, you're getting me all fired up. I'm so excited about this. I mean, I couldn't believe my eyes and my ears when I first downloaded the app and saw what you were able to do and in such a short amount of time, and that it's all there. And as you said, this, I remember you sharing with me, like, why shouldn't you be able to like have a back and forth with your favorite, you know, sports talk host? And we're going to make that happen. And, you know, I just go a little deeper in what you were saying, whether it's the fun button or being able to just hit, you know, press, you hit talk and you're on the air, you know, with a producer, and then you're going to be on the show.
Well, there's a lot to it, of course. And podcasts are very popular right now, but we believe sports content should be live in the moment. And there's so much that comes with live content, whether it be phone calls or being able to watch and games together and interact in real time, and to kind of build that technology to bring people together and make it easy. I feel that calls and interaction, especially in the sports betting media, are not being valued right now. The fan really doesn't have a platform to be able to call in, whether they're asking for advice or want to shout about their winning picks or they want to cry about their losing fantasy teams. Like, that really doesn't exist right now. And over the years, I feel like even traditional sports radio is going away from callers. You have these very high profile hosts that feel that they want to be heard, and the callers don't have anything to contribute. We have producers that are being asked to do too much, frankly, in sports radio, and they can't properly screen a telephone call and bring out the best of what the people have to say. So we put a lot of value into production. I'm a 25-year sports radio guy. I mean, realize that quality audio, quality content is not something you can do by just putting a host in front of a microphone. We have some very talented people out there that can talk and create interesting content. But when you add a producer to that, when you add direction on the fly and preparation and audio and theater of the mind and all the things that could really enhance the experience, it just becomes so much deeper. It becomes so much more rich. And we really want to build a community of people that can interact with each other and call in and speak their piece. And you don't have to be an expert. You don't have to be $1,000 better to be able to have a passion for sports. I bet 10 cents at a time on my app, and I have more fun betting than I'll say anybody out there with my little dime bets. It's just so fun to be able to engage in sports and pretend that we're the real general managers. And if we were managing the New York Yankees, this would be our lineup. And we're going to take that to a new level with Better Sports Network and really harness the interaction out there, the passion for sports fans, and really the casual fans, the ones that don't play in 10 fantasy leagues. And like I said, don't bet outrageous amounts of money, but maybe they have one fantasy team or they bet on the Super Bowl. They're playing an office pool, and we want to challenge those people to grow deeper and show them new ways they can engage in sports. As you know, Rain, there's so many exciting companies out there that have amazing ideas on how to do things with sports, and trying to expose our audience to all of those things and highlight what a great time it is for sports and for technology for people to really have more fun with the games they love.
Well, you know, I certainly have a passion for the world of sports, technology, media in general. And, you know, I'd love to hear, you know, so far your, you know, the path, you know, after leaving SiriusXM, which I want to get into your background because it's so fascinating. We'll get into that in a few minutes. But really, like, who are some of some of your teammates that you've been able to bring onto the Better Sports Network? Or were there any sort of specific advisors or investors that have really helped you get to where you are today as you're launched and up and running?
That's right. Well, thank you. I'm so privileged to have so many great people in my corner, the relationships that I've made, the people have been able to help me. I mean, I'd be nowhere without those people. And I left SiriusXM on great terms on January 1st. And here we are 8 months later, we launched. So, of course, I needed a lot of help. We have a CEO, Al Williams, who is an investor in the company. He's invested $1 million of his own money to lead our founder round. He covers all my entrepreneurial flaws as a fledgling entrepreneur and brings a lot of experience with him. We acquired an app that was in the marketplace and now work with the brilliant app team led by Laura Peck and Andrew Miller that have our Better Sports Network app. We never would have been able to launch this soon if we were to build the app ourselves, for example. And I have so much respect for the people that build apps now, Wayne. What a business that is and how much fun. It's like building a house. But, you know, amazing to have people like that in my corner, to team up with someone like Tommy Rausch, who runs our website, runs our collectibles business, runs our NFT business, just brilliant minds that we all share the same brain. We want to do things that have never been done before. We don't want to be in a box. We want to do things that make people say, wow. And really, you know, knock down doors and overcome obstacles to make it happen. We're just blessed with a lot of people like that. We have strategic investors. I can't name them, but we're in a position to work with people that are synergistic, that can open doors for us, that ultimately we will partner with to be able to scale up here. So we have a lot of people helping us. I've made partnerships with the legendary Fantasy Guru. They do a show with us every day at noon Eastern, hosted by Kyle Elfrink and Ray Flowers. We have partnerships with Fantasy Alarm, now Spotlight Sports Group. They do a show with us every day at 5 Eastern. We've been able to bring in brands after working with these groups over the last 25 years that share sort of our vision of what sports and fantasy and betting should be. Entertaining first, fun factor, community, inclusive, and more than anything, interactive. So, and there's a million people, Wayne, that aren't officially on board, but call me and say, Matt, you're making a mistake. You need to do this. Or Matt, I've got a great person for you. You got to hire this person. I mean, so amazing to have people take an ownership in something that I'm putting together just because they want to help me. And I'm so grateful for that, to have a team of people. And like, there's so many out there. I don't even have them all. Like, I'd love to be able to bring in more hosts and more partners. And as we grow, I'm excited to work with everybody.
That's great. It's great to hear. And, you know, I think that, you know, it was one of the things that just for me, I mean, and even catching me up to speed as to all the things that you have happening, you know, with your company. I'm excited. I almost feel badly. Where's 76 Capital in this whole mix? I got to talk to my team. What are we doing? Why aren't we working with you, Matt? I've never said this on the show. We got to talk about this.
Absolutely. But, you're a great sports radio guy. I could use your feedback.
I don't know about a great sports radio guy, but we do our best here on 76 Capital on our 76 Capital Sports Leadership Show. And I'll tell you, Matt, it's been great having you here and sharing the story of what you've been able to do so far. And I think one of the things that I really want to get into is some of your background and how you got here, because a lot of the things that you did at WFAN, at SiriusXM, have really informed you to be able to do what's next, right, in what you're doing now, because you're truly taking all those experiences and trying to do the next thing and trying to enable, as you said, bring more people in and allow people to have more fun, engage more. And that's the kind of thing where, you know, when we both know in today's world, where are brands and advertisers? What are they trying to get us to do? They're trying to find us. It's so hard to find people today. But of course, with sports, with media, this is where they're coming. This is the places where people are. And you're providing that opportunity to engage at a different level than many other people. So I'm excited to hear kind of how this all happened and how you were able to go from your early radio days to today.
Well, thank you for asking. I'm such a fan of radio. I've been listening my whole life, sports radio, and I was so privileged to be my dream job to get into WFAN radio and be a producer for Steve Summers, my idol, to be able to work with a creative genius like that every single day. And he was really the first person that showed me that you can have fun on the radio. You can be an entertainer. In New York City, when you had 9 sports teams and read 7 newspapers every single day, and if you pronounce one player's name wrong, you can't be on the radio. Steve did it differently. He made fun of himself. He made fun of the callers. They made fun of him. And it was really the first time I saw audio being able to be dropped in on a host. And we're going to play it right while Steve's talking, and we're going to play it right over him. Forget the broadcast school. And we're going to be able to really enhance the broadcast and really theater of the mind, something radio has that no other medium can touch. Our eyes lie to us. Our eyes deceive us. And I feel like sports radio really is the truest, purest form of sports content, and it's what I'm most passionate about. And working with some of the great people at WFAN and seeing their formula of talking New York sports, I call it Sports Talk 1.0, launched in 1987. For the first time, fans could call in and talk about their teams, be heard by other people, and hear press conferences and hear the managers talking about why they made those decisions the night before. That was, you know, being on the forefront of that. In New York City, the media capital of the world, I learned so much about how to be a journalist, how to be a broadcaster, how to do an interview, how to keep people listening, and then transitioning to Sirius XM when...
Before we get there, man, sorry for interrupting. Yeah, maybe it's a little bit of a jumping in here, but you not only with Steve Summers, but, you know, you were also with... There were other guys that you worked.
I worked the midday show. I worked with Joe Beningo, Sid Rosenberg, Jody McDonald, a great Philadelphia person. I was working at 7 Eastern at night, and I got moved to the midday show at 10 a.m. with Jody Mack and Sid Rosenberg. The program director, Mark Chernoff, told me this is a home run every single day position. And I got put right in there in the middle of the middays in one of my first jobs. And God, I had a lot of fun with that job, with Mike and the Mad Dog after me every show, and the legendary Don Imus before me in every show. And that's really where my creativity came from, because Joe Torre, of course, was going on with Mike and Chris every day. And Brian Cashman was going on with Don Imus. And it was up to me to find a guest out there that I had to work for, and I had to find creative angles to cover these stories. And that's really where my drive and my refusing to be outworked came from, to hit a home run every day. And ultimately, you know, wanted to go beyond talking on a local level, wanted to bring in more people to the conversation. I wanted to talk fantasy sports on WFAN. And, you know, I didn't like it at the time when they told me that we can't do that, but they have their formula. They know what worked. I respect that now. But I needed to be at a place where I could innovate, where I could continue to grow. And I'm a blank canvas person. So we'll always have WFAN in my roots and in my blood. Going to Sirius XM around the turn of the century, where all the great radio people flocked to this new service. I'll call it Sports Talk 2.0. For the first time, we were scaling up radio. It's 16 different sports channels covering college and mixed martial arts and soccer. And why not fantasy sports? And I did some exciting things at Sirius XM and worked with the greatest people around the country and learned all new things, and had the idea of doing a fantasy sports radio channel with my mentor, Steve Cohen, who runs Sirius XM, asked me, well, what would it be like? What would it sound like? Remember, we didn't have anything covering fantasy sports back then. This is 2009. We were not able to talk fantasy sports on the radio. If we wanted to call in to traditional radio and talk fantasy sports, the hosts were intimidated. They didn't want to talk to a fantasy baseball player who knows all 26 players on every major league roster. It's intimidating. And frankly, fantasy sports was not given the credit that it should have been for all these years. I mean, they would never, you would call up and say, I want to talk about fantasy football. The producers would hang up on you. And major networks like ESPN would never cover fantasy sports. So, you know, I saw that it was rising with the rise of the internet. We and Steve Cohen believed in it. He said, what would this format look like? So I gave Steve a binder. I drew up a calendar. I said, these are the events we're going to be at. This is what a sports update's going to sound like on fantasy sports radio. We're not going to give scores. We're going to talk about the performances of all the players. And we're going to talk. I remember, Wayne, one of our breakout moments when Mike Trout got called up from the minor leagues on Sirius XM in the sports update. Mike Trout, baseball prospect, has been called up. Hear the fantasy baseball impact right now on Sirius XM fantasy sports radio. We were able to do things like that and lead the media into the idea that millions of people are playing fantasy sports and they have a passion for this and they're just not being served. We did so many exciting things at Sirius XM. Steve Cohen got Mel Karmazin to say yes. The CEO that time at Sirius XM, he took my binder and he said, yes, we're going to do this channel. And after that, we were hosting shows at the NFL draft where NFL players would be drafted, sitting down at our table at Radio City Music Hall talking fantasy football before they come into the league. We had Maurice Jones-Drew of the Jacksonville Jaguars, the number 3 overall player in fantasy football in 2010, hosting his own talk show for us, running with MJD on Friday nights. The Jaguars did not want Maurice to do the show. They thought he'd give away the game plan. But Maurice doesn't get enough credit for really taking fantasy football and making it real. He showed the NFL that this could be done. There were only 2 rules on the show. You never ask Maurice to start another player over him. So it's always start Maurice. And Maurice would never recommend a player going against the Jaguars. So it was easy. He put it right there. If everybody remembers, Maurice Jones-Drew took a knee on the 1-yard line and didn't score a touchdown late in the game 1 year and to help his team win and apologized on national radio to fantasy football owners for not scoring a touchdown. These are the things that really changed the mindset of media out there saying, hey, we have something here. Fantasy Sports Radio was broadcasting the Allison Chains and Friends fantasy football draft right from Jerry Cantrell's home, the singer and the guitarist from Alice in Chains, with all these rock stars who are so passionate about fantasy sports being seen in a different light, arguing over draft picks in a fictional fantasy league. You know, we signed the largest advertising contract in SiriusXM history in 2015 with FanDuel. That was not a Howard Stern contract. That was a fantasy sports radio contract. All these things really made people step back and say, wow, I can't believe this is happening. Where do we go from here?
Well, I'm just sitting here just actually remembering so many of these things. And it truly was a wow of all the things that you did while you were at SiriusXM. And, you know, you mentioned all the things that you've done or that the channel did. But then at the same time, as you've shared with me in the past, there are some really amazing hosts and people that were kind of got their start, got their opportunity to share their knowledge, their interest, their passion about sports and fantasy, and while they were on your shows, you know, during all that time.
That's right. I mean, we built the whole channel around John Hansen. Let's be fair. John Hansen, the original fantasy football guru, was doing a fantasy football talk show on NFL radio on SiriusXM on Friday nights. He got more calls than any other show on that channel. And I used that as the blueprint to say, let's put John on every day and build the channel around him. John continues to be the morning show host on fantasy sports radio and a Hall of Famer in fantasy. But we got to work with so many other exciting people. Kay Adams, who's on FanDuel TV right now, is on NFL Network. Kay hosted Sunday nights for us. And she, there was original Fanball Fantasy Drive host at 3 o'clock on day 1 of Fantasy Sports Radio to work with Kay Adams every day. We did exciting shows with LaDainian Tomlinson talking fantasy. We had Fran Tarkington talking fantasy. WWE superstar The Miz, who's a crazy, passionate Cleveland Browns fantasy person. Zach Wilde from Black Label Society talking fantasy. And many of the journalists and hosts who have moved on got their start on SiriusXM with me, Wayne. And it's just so fun to be able to work with those people back in the day and keep those relationships and to see where they've gone.
It's really incredible. And I love to hear those stories. And I'll tell you, this has been great to hear all the things that you're working on. But we got now, let's talk about what's happening now, right? At the Better Sports Network, what you're doing, and let's talk about some of your shows that you have now. Kind of, you said it's 17 hours of live programming. How does it all work? How do you maybe just step back here? Here's what I want to ask you, man. How do you do this? Like, how do you actually run a Better Sports Network for 17 hours a day with all these different hosts, with all this new technology? How does it happen?
Well, thank you for asking. It's a crazy lifestyle. Like we've always said, it's not a career. It's a way of life. I mean, the sports never stops. Media never stops. We're live 17 hours a day, but really it's a 24/7 job. I mean, as a radio programmer, you always know, no matter what time it is, who's on the air right now. You know, I could be at a wedding. I could be anywhere traveling around the world. I could look at my clock. Okay, it's time for Kyle and Ray at 12 Eastern. Let's make sure their show goes live. So it is a challenge. I think a lot of the reasons why podcasting has become so popular in video clips is that live content is hard to do. It's really hard to do. And people view it as least lucrative. People, you know, especially radio. I think radio gets a very bad rap. We have not been able to run our business very well. We have not monetized it well. So not as many people are producing live content. It is hard to do. I mean, the people, every host is special. Every host needs to be talked to before their shows, after their shows. They want to be praised. They want feedback. When you work with talented, high character people, Wayne, you know they want to get better. They want you to help them grow, which I love to do. There's nothing better that I enjoy than to working with a really talented person and challenging them to be better. I remember working with NASCAR driver Tony Stewart, two-time NASCAR champion, and all he wanted to do was learn how to run his own radio equipment. He was so upset that he couldn't figure out how to do the faders the right way, and to be able to challenge the most competitive, successful people and to have them put a different hat on and have that glimmer in their eye that you taught them something, you made them better. I just love that. So talking about, you know, the different shows, we have 7 daily shows during the week. We're live from 7 a.m. to midnight Eastern. And I'm so proud of the fact that they all do it a little bit differently. Of course, we're all inclusive and interactive and fun. Some hosts are more fantasy sports generated. Some are more sports betting. Some are more into collectibles. We have some really strong partnerships and some strong brands and shows. You know, our midday show with Mark Malusis, formerly of WFAN, every single day, and Keith Irizarry, who's on MLB Network TV right now, hosting Better's Eye. We put these two people together who have never worked with before together. We called it Moose and Keith. And Moose and Keith are on every day at 10 a.m. Eastern. And to see what they are doing 9 weeks in, to challenge people, to put them together and see what's going to happen, that's another great part of my job. Now, you never know for sure if you're going to put people together how it's going to work. But in my programming mind, to be able to say person X and person Y, let's put them together. I mean, there's nothing better than that, to have Moose and Keith. I talked about our strong shows with Fantasy Guru and Fantasy Alarm. Our morning show, Wayne, I didn't know these guys because a lot of the guys and girls I'm working with, I've worked with before. Front Yard Fantasy was on YouTube streaming. They're 3 20-something-year-olds that already know a lot more about broadcasting than I'll ever know. God, so smart and so clever and imaginative to see what they do in streaming. I was blown away, and I've learned so much from them. And I think the biggest mistake you could ever make with young people is treating them like they're young people. So I have not made that mistake. They take every bit as ownership and pride of their brand, and they know what they're doing. I don't know where they got all this experience, but I just get out of their way. And they have so much fun on their morning show. I can't not mention the fact that we have Rick Kamla as well, hosting every night at 7 Eastern. Rick was on the original NBA TV. He invented fantasy basketball. He's a stud host, and he's still hosting on SiriusXM NBA Radio every single day at 1 o'clock Eastern. And I asked permission and got approved to have Rick work for Better Sports Network as well at 7 Eastern every night. So this guy's hosting 2 shows, national platform, every single day, and he's just such a stud. And also to have my friend and hero, Lisa Ann, back with me hosting Talking Sports every single week, Wednesday nights at 7 Eastern. I've learned so much from her. She's such a passionate, fun, inclusive, entertaining sports fan that we just, you know, work together at SiriusXM, and I've learned so much from her. So to be able to bring people like this together, to be able to carry our banner on Better Sports Network, like, I'm falling out of my chair, Wayne, about the amount of high character, talented people that want to work with me.
That's incredible. And again, share with our audience, how do you find the Better Sports Network?
Very easy. Thank you. We're a free app in the Apple App and Google Play stores, Better Sports Network, Better with an O. We also thought it was important to be where the fish are. Fish where the fish are. Let's be out there. So we stream for free on Facebook and YouTube and Twitch and Twitter and our company website, which we're very proud of, bettersports.com. Now, that one we own, Better with an E and Better with an O, because we didn't want to lose out for anybody searching with the E. But on social media, you'll find us at Better Network with an O, and you can sample our live stream right now, right on your phone. Go to Twitter, go to Twitch. You'll see our hosts right there. You'll be able to chat with them in real time. If you download our app, you really get the full experience. You'll be able to call in with our one-touch call button. You'll be able to chat in real time. You'll be able to win fabulous prizes with our fun button. And of course, you'll be able to hear all of our shows on demand. So that's a big part of it. We'll always give you live free content. I'm a free radio guy. I'm a free audio guy. We will always have exclusive free content no matter when you listen on Better Sports Network. You don't have to register if you don't want to. Like Wayne said, you push our icon on your phone, you're hearing great content. But if you want to go on demand, you miss the morning show, it'll be there for you. You can absolutely hear exclusive interviews as well. We'll cut the interviews. We put them right there in our interviews tab. So if you only have time to hear one interview with somebody, you can hear interviews. So we believe in making it as simple and easy as possible. We want people to download our app and join our community and have fun engaging with sports with us. If you're listening on YouTube or Twitter, Twitch, or our company website or on Facebook, that's great too. We just want to be everywhere, Wayne. We're going to syndicate. I see us being on terrestrial. I'd like to be on the sportsbook apps. Why can't we have Better Sports Network on Sportsbook X's app? While you're making your favorite picks, you're listening to great content. I'll argue that users will be more loyal to your app if they develop a bond with the host. In New Jersey, we have 13 sportsbooks. There's no loyalty. People go from one site to the other depending on where the best value is. But once you add community, once you add substance, once you add interaction, well, now there's a reason why I'm going to that app, because I have a connection with that host. So we want to be everywhere. We want to be the sandbox everybody plays in, whether it be a website, an app, terrestrial, our own sites. We really want to be the voice of the fan.
Well, Matt, this has been amazing. We're about to wrap up our 76 Capital Sports Leadership Show with Matt Deutsch, the CEO and founder of the Better Sports Network. Al Williams is the CEO. Sorry for that, Al. But it's been great. It's been great having you on the show. So excited to see the growth. The fact that you're up and running. It's such an elegant experience and so easy to just be able to be involved with this and learn all about it. As I said, just one tap, you're on your phone and you're going. So Matt, as we wrap up here, I just have to ask, I mean, you talk about, your time at FAN as 1.0, your time at SiriusXM as 2.0. This is 3.0 with the Better Sports Network. When you look out into the future, and you just touched on this a little bit, but when you really look into the future, what's the next thing for you and your team at the Better Sports Network?
Well, it's so exciting to not be in a box and not have to have approval from somebody to do whatever we want to do. So it's a great time. I mean, micro betting and in-game betting is absolutely going to be the future of sports betting, to be able to make bets and wagers in real time with great technology and no lag, and be able to say who's going to score the next goal, who's going to make the next field goal. I think biometrics gets me really exciting to be able to watch your quarterback Jalen Hurts warming up on the sideline and see his sleep score before the game. Jalen Hurts got a great night's sleep. I'm betting on Jalen Hurts. Or to watch a golfer walk up to the ball at the Masters and hear and see his heart rate going and say, this guy's nervous. I'm not betting on this guy. I love the idea of biometrics. I like the idea of futures in people. So let's say LeBron James's son is born. We're gonna bet on where LeBron James is gonna be in 18 years. His son, these amateurs, name, image, and likeness for college kids is gonna spill all the way down to sixth graders and fourth graders. We're gonna be betting on where these kids go when they grow up. I think that eliminating lag is a big deal for everybody, and to make sure that we can cover sports in real time. I love the idea of being able to follow our fantasy players and our bets with cameras that are customized for us in our game day experience. You've got your 11 players in real time, and soon you'll be pushing the TV and betting on them. And as they're scoring a touchdown and running 50-yard touchdown runs, you're going to see their player prop being matched right on the screen. You're going to see, okay, he got his 50 yards. The money's going to be in your account immediately. You're going to hit the TV and make another bet, especially when Fanatics and Amazon and Apple do the whole thing themselves. So, and I can't wait for all these things to come together and see where we're going to go. But don't forget about the in-game betting experience. It's all about in-game. And we have great ideas on how to do fun, compelling content while the games are going live on Better Sports Network.
Well, what a great conversation, Matt. Thank you so much. So excited about the future. We see eye to eye on so many things in as to what's going to be the next thing across sports and media and betting, and just excited about what you're doing, excited about the overall industry. And once again, just thank you for joining our 76 Capital Sports Leadership Show, Matt, and wish you and your whole team the best of luck.
Well, thank you for having me, Wayne. I've learned so much from you, and no more than nothing more important than working with kind, nice, smart people. And we see it the same way that way. And thank you for leading the charge with hiring the right people, because it's so important.
Well, thank you. And Matt, again, thanks so much for having, coming on our show, and wish you the best of luck. Have a great day, man.
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you, everybody.